Sound check.
Yep. Ugh. Bless you.
No.
Gesundheit.
I like fiction.
I know you do. Yeah, but I was glad I was able to get the recording started before you did that.
Before I sneezed?
Yes. That was the first sound that we recorded this evening.
My sneeze?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking you meant you recorded, missed the sneeze, but got the bless you. That didn't make sense.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
I have been corrected.
So, that's it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Fools.
Being ridiculous.
There you go. I'm Jeff Bookman.
I'm Reverend Chad.
I'm not.
But you do like fiction.
I do like fiction.
That's right.
So we're recording a little later than normal this evening.
A little bit.
We got a late start because we kind of...
Well, we had
we were struck with a bit of inspiration and future planning.
Well, we also had business shit we needed to take care of.
Hence the future planning.
I mean, con season is coming up and we need to be ready.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm really excited about that.
I am as well.
Every time we go to a con, I think we're better prepared.
Than the time before?
Than the time before. And we go in with... I mean, this will be our second time to Origins, third time to Con on the Cob.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think the second Con on the Cob went fantastic.
Amazing.
First time at Origins, I thought, went fantastic.
Absolutely.
And I'm really hopeful. We're kind of going a different route. Slightly.
Kind of, but I think...
I think it's more focus on what we do.
Yes. And I think that long term, that has greater benefit for what we are ultimately there for. Specifically this year.
It's taken me a minute to kind of... for it to register. I mean, when you suggested the booth type change, I was like, oh, that can't be good. But then, no. No, it's got a point. Yeah.
I came into it with... Yeah, I didn't post it until I had the argument prepared and ready to go as well for
which is a good idea. Typically a conversation we roll into.
Right. No, I
they're going to ask this question and I got to be prepared for that.
Well, I knew that it was not going to be a popular decision. At first, I knew it was going to be a less than popular.
It was
going to
turn some heads.
Well, without having a logically articulated reason for why this was a good choice,
mm-hmm.
I knew that it was going to do slightly more than turn heads.
Do we illustrate what we're talking about here, or is that...
Current plan is for us to be at Origins 2019 this year with a demo booth. So product will not be available for sale at the booth. It'll still be available for sale on the website.
It's the type of booth we are purchasing.
But it's the type of booth that we're getting. We won't be allowed to sell things on site. We do need to do some checking to see if we can...
I'm fairly confident.
Deliver things that we haven't sold on site. I'm fairly certain that as long as money's not changing hands, we should be okay.
Yeah.
So, but the plan is to be there with the focus... on demoing Fill in the Game, which we have just sent the newest PDF with the most updated revisions. I believe I called it 2.0.1.
I believe you did, yes.
Which I'm really happy with the way it's looking.
Yeah, it looks fucking fantastic. I think the next step, once we get the next round of prototypes back...
Can I show you? I show Chad.
Well, not knowing what you're talking about, I have no idea.
Sketches for the...
And you've shown me a bunch of people looking for a job. Oh, just that's fucking perfect.
Just spitballing. Now, granted, I would recreate these in vector because I want that crisp line work.
No, I understand.
This is what I'm talking about, black and white art.
Yes.
I'm thinking this in a dark gray area. No.
Can you just screenshot that to me?
I can just send you a JPEG right out of this.
Yeah. I just want
to... Are you going to fuck around with it or are you going to send it to
me? No, I'm going to just say, hey, this is what we're thinking.
Okay.
I'll just messenger it straight to you, if that's cool.
Because those were...
Actually, just toss it in the the chat.
And then you'll...
I'll explain it to him.
Fill in the game chat. Yeah. Send. It'll be a...
We recognize that this makes terrible audio when we once again talk about a video thing. Or a visual thing.
It's a aesthetic improvement to fill in the game that we're working towards. But as Ray is not the quickest, it takes him several stages to get where he's happy with something.
I guess that means we need to give you a deadline.
Always helps.
It does.
How's Tuesday?
How resistant to pencil stabbing is your face?
Is it that pencil or like a number two sharpened?
You would be surprised. number two sharpened, I would go with always. Okay. Or mechanical pencil.
Jesus.
No, Tuesday, I think you know you're joking. I hope you're joking.
Yeah, of course. No, that's fine. We'll work out. We'll come up with some kind of a timetable in which we need to start seeing the art roll in.
Those were spitball ideas.
I think certainly by the end of April.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking while I'm on vacation, I may be taking the laptop and working on some stuff.
Well, if only
I have that week of not doing stuff.
Well, if only because it gives us the opportunity then to order one last round of playtest versions to take to demo with that have that beautiful art.
Have hopefully the last one. And I think with that, those final demo, we need to order packaging.
We've got prototype packaging. It's
well, we do, but I mean, that they would actually see.
I mean,
do we have to have that? Do we have to have a tuck box to show?
I don't.
It helps.
I don't think we need the tuck box.
Okay.
I don't think the tuck box is. I'm just mandatory.
Wondering if we need the whole picture for them at Origins. If we want the entire.
I don't think we need it.
Real McCoy sitting there.
I don't think we need it at all. I think that, you know, if we go in there with the.
I know we upset your family room here with the coffee table ejection, but I really like the card table setup.
I do too. I like it a lot.
To switch gears completely in our conversation.
No, but I think that as long as we have a sample package, we're fine.
Okay.
Because
I know how that played out with Kickstarter, you know, how people react to a Kickstarter.
Yes.
Sans packaging. Opposed to a Kickstarter that displays, you know, hey, this is a complete product. This is what it'll look like in a box.
Yes.
This is what the box is going to look like.
No, I think that...
And I don't know. I'm really... Brad, if you're listening, you know I was slow to come around. I'm really getting excited about this game. So... But I like the graphical boldness of the look, and
I think that
I think it's going to be a winner.
Yeah,
and as I said tonight, it needs to be a winner because I can't drive from Ashland to Mansfield without coming up with a new idea we need to do, and basically need to do this full time.
Yeah, and it's funny because. I, on top of the work I've been putting into our long-term project, I revisited...
Wait, which long-term project?
The one that I've written...
The one that involves dice?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The one that I've compiled close to 60 pages on.
Yes, you are doing...
Oh!
You know, between the two of you, you are doing the lion's share of that.
I call it the book.
Okay.
I never refer to it as anything other than
the book. Okay. I've revisited a idea for a game that I had, and then we saw another game that had a very close title. Very different. I looked it over. It's very different content.
I thought it looked better implemented than what we were originally discussing.
A little bit.
It had more comical turn, which I think is kind of our brand, which is sad.
So, I had originally come up with...
Not if you look at the book. There ain't comedy for shit in there.
Oh,
there's
really?
There's a weird Jesus allegory, but, I mean, there's no comedy.
See, I haven't...
Or was that your attempt at comedy?
I haven't taken a deep dive into...
Well, I mean, there's Chad's placeholder text, which is like... And he did this thing, and it was really fucking badass because he was the man.
You talking about his story or the
I'm talking other about product? All 60 pages.
Oh, that.
Yes.
Yeah. The book.
Yeah, there's not
comedy. I thought you were talking about...
Yeah, no, there's not comedy for shit in the book.
WD. I thought you were talking about WD.
Well, I was originally.
Okay, I didn't get to switch in subjects in the middle of that sentence.
Yeah, he was...
Well, we've only got half a dozen things either in production... Slated for somewhere down the road, ready to go up on the website.
Or spitball conversation as we walk in the door.
Like, we've got multiple things at this point that are just ready to go on the website when the time is right.
I have...
Well, I think what it all comes down to is we've been doing this kind of activities for too long to not have real ideas.
Yes. I have revisited WD.
Okay.
And I think WD may end up being a book.
Okay.
Because what I wanted to lampoon...
A book like a module?
No.
Or a story?
That thing that we talked about on the podcast...
Okay.
...that got me started down the train tracks to WD,
uh-huh.
the board game, is a book with a whole bunch of other shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
We're infamous for commenting about it.
Are you talking about
Backpage? No.
Florida Man.
The page campaign three? For North Africa.
Oh, okay. I
have...
You're infamous for commenting about it.
Yeah, yes. you have a hard-on for this.
I feel like I feel like that has resulted in some of your temporary bannings from Facebook.
Probably.
Did that get resolved?
Yeah, it did.
Okay,
it did.
What was that about?
When every time someone's like, need a game for the car ride with the family. Try the campaign for North Africa.
Yeah.
You'll still be playing when you arrive.
You'll still be playing when the vacation's over and the kids graduate college.
You'll still be playing when you die. But I found I'm in the process of acquiring the book for the campaign for North Africa.
Okay.
It's not any of the maps or anything else.
Okay.
It's just the book.
I thought we were still trying to get a copy of the game.
I want to get a copy of the game.
Okay.
I can't afford a copy of the game.
It's like, what, $300, $400?
The last one sold for $575.
For a board game that's impossible to play.
Yes. Well, but it was also brand new, unpunched.
Ooh.
Like, it is the holy grail of the campaign for North Africa. But I was able to find a copy of the book. It's a little... I don't want to say it's rough, but this was obviously in someone's collection.
Sure.
And I'm negotiating the price right now, and I want to get it. And I think when I get it, I'm going to read it over. And I think WD is going to become at least, maybe not WD, but I have this idea
for... A campaign for North Africa love child?
No, I wanted WD to be... This ridiculous lampooning of war game styles.
Okay.
I think it's going to become a ridiculous lampooning of war game styles as a role-playing game.
With a heavy focus on miniatures?
And I'm going to suggest that they, for keeping track of their characters, just grab some minis. Get some grids, do whatever. I've got an idea for a rolling system.
Okay. We can't include dice. That's too expensive.
No, no, no. You don't
have to get their own.
I know. It's a role-playing game.
Right? It was a play on past.
They're only going to need one die. Maybe they could. This could be our own, like the foolish media role-playing system that we eventually come out with.
Yeah.
It's the next logical step.
Built on the D20 system? I mean, or D6 system?
Whatever the fuck we come up with.
I want to...
No one does D8.
A D13.
No one does D8s.
I know they don't, and I want to.
Your batshit mind isn't the same as mine.
I looked and I'm like, okay, there's a D12 system.
There's plenty of D10 systems.
Yes. White Wolf had it with Vampire had the D6 with the hunger die and all that. I only know about because I watched the batshit crazy Talisman Jaffe run.
Yeah. Vampire. I can only get so far into that. That was crazy.
Oh my god, I love it. The end is totally worth it.
When the one guy gets
turned into a plant,
he turns into a mushroom, and somebody punches through him. I'm like, the fuck is going on?
Oh yeah.
Is this Swamp Thing or Vampire?
So, but yeah, I'm looking at it and I was like, a D8 system.
That sounds cumbersome and difficult. I love it.
No, it won't be difficult at all.
And those dice are so easy to come by. You find them everywhere.
I actually found people sell dozens of them. Like, one dozen at a time.
That's what I want. To buy a game and then wait till Amazon Prime can deliver me a bag of 8-sided.
Then you are our demographic, sir.
You know what you can do? You can get those little origami things that fold flat and they have a rubber band inside, so when you let go of it, pops into the D8.
$2.98, free shipping. Gets you 10 8-sided die.
That's not going to be nearly enough.
No, that's all. That's...
That should be plenty.
Yeah.
The Laura Baileys of the world will never be satisfied with 10 guys. Well, I know.
Laura will never be satisfied.
The job openings that they
pitch. That was fucking hilarious.
Oh my god.
That was good. That was good.
The guy who was in charge of removing all sleeves from shirts because sleeves are for bitches or sleeves whatever.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take it back to its roots. Fuck a board game. I can't design a board game.
You could.
No, I can.
You could.
I tried. Like, I sat down.
You absolutely could.
I sat down.
Not by yourself.
I was trying to build.
I don't think any of us can do this by ourselves. We are a hive mind when it comes to this shit.
I was trying to come up with an idea.
I think together we make a game designer, but individually we just have ideas.
Yeah. Individually we're dreamers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a daydreaming driver, and I show up with, I have an idea. Can you guys say yeah and help me build it?
So, but yeah, I was just like, this could be fun. Make it a thing. Wasn't sure. Sure, I'm at least going to throw it down on paper and see what becomes of it.
Okay.
Anybody watch anything cool on Netflix?
Love, Death, and Robots.
Okay, so it's popped up in my queue, and I've been looking at it, and I'm like, this looks interesting, but I couldn't tell, is it?
It's an anthology of 19 different stories, ranging from like...
Which version did you see? Have you guys seen any of the articles about that?
I've seen all of the episodes.
Okay. So all of the episodes are in all of the versions, but Netflix got cute and they put out 4 different orderings of the episodes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was cool because I said, I watched all of them, and the guy's like, only one watch, guy at work who told me about it, said, only watch the first 3, and I'm like, oh, so you saw it? And he goes, no. Well, that's not what I... So mine started with the spaceship that got lost. And ends up on a station, and he sees the girl he knew from long ago. I don't know if you've watched them.
Haven't seen it yet.
Okay. They range from art that looked like it would fit totally with Bears and Babies.
Okay.
Card game.
Okay.
To art that looks like Into the Spider-Verse. Anyone seen it yet?
No, I have not.
Picking it up this weekend.
To... stuff that, I mean, the art style range high, low, left, right. It's all of it is very well done. The stories are totally up your alley. They're, some of them are weird. Some of, there's one that's called Alternate History. It's just when everyone is posed the option to alter history, the first thing they think is kill Hitler before he start turning. Okay, so we'll go back to Hitler at art school. He walks out and bumps into a girl, falls in front of a carriage and dies. Okay, well, that leads to this horrible history. Okay, let's back up. He misses the girl, steps in the street, doesn't get hit by the thing, slips on a banana, falls down a hole, dies. You know, and it leads to this horrible thing. And it just goes through, it keeps going, it gets worse and worse. It's like, it's better just to let him live and do the Holocaust. So, which is horrible. But
Jesus.
There's your soundbite, everybody.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that was the premise of this cartoon. But
now, who is the he you're referring to? And can I get you to use his name when you say that statement? Just one time. Because that way people can make this into a ringtone.
He who?
The he. Who is the he that you were referring to? And if you could just say that whole statement.
That should live and do his work?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ Superstar should live and do the Holocaust?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. But several of the shorts have graphic nudity, both male and female. So not all of them.
Okay.
Several of them feature graphic violence. But they are all compelling in their own way.
Okay.
I thought that was great. I stayed up till 4 a.m. watching them.
How long is it? It's like 3 hours?
Roughly, yeah. I mean, all together, there's 19 of them, and they range from like 10 minutes to 20 minutes long. They're not... Okay. They're not overbearing, but okay. it's a good time. It was really good. I started rewatching the James Acaster stand up on Netflix. I enjoy him. He's a British comedian. Funny.
Have you watched Happy yet?
Is that a thing? Every time I sit down on Netflix, I'm like, what was the thing they wanted me to watch? And I flip through and I don't see it. I have to have it written on my hand or something. I cannot remember that damn thing. I do remember Holy Grail, but then I'm like...
I did finish Umbrella Academy.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I did not see all of that coming.
Okay. All of what coming?
Okay, so spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Umbrella...
It's been out for a month.
It's been out for over a month. So.
Okay. Okay, so I had pegged...
The only reason we weren't doing spoilers is because you hadn't seen it.
And we didn't want to ruin some of the wonderful twists it had.
I had pegged Leonard pretty early on as a problem.
I did as well.
Yeah, that was a given.
He
wasn't even comic book problem. He was for the show.
But it made sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I did not see Vanya as the Holocaust. I caught on pretty early that she had powers.
Well, she was number 7.
Yeah. I was confused as to why he would hide them.
Hargreaves?
Yeah. And then after
the backstories were wonderful because that's something sorely lacking from the comic. They don't go into why she was set aside. All they say is they were numbered in order of power scale.
Yeah, yeah.
She was last but had no powers? What? So it was weird.
There's really only one character that I struggled to like.
And it's going to be the same one everyone has trouble with.
Diego.
Really?
Yeah.
It's usually Allison that everybody... Everyone I talk to, Allison is the one they just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's favorite?
Number 5.
Klaus.
Yeah. Klaus and a number five is a very close second.
Yeah. No, it's yeah. number five.
Yeah.
Did your thoughts about number five change as the season went on?
No, I think he's a fucking terrible human being.
Yes, but did you at least sympathize with him at all?
No, really?
You are a cold-hearted bastard. I love you for it, but...
He did it to himself.
Yes, I think he had some prodding from Hargreaves to pushing that direction, but yes.
He did it to himself. Didn't really feel bad for him at all.
You didn't even respect his commitment to fix it?
No. God, no.
Did you understand what he was resisting against?
The commission?
No.
What do you mean?
He didn't want to kill Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. No, I got that.
Because in their world, their universe, Kennedy lives.
I did not get that.
Kennedy lives... Cuban Missile Crisis, shit goes hell.
Okay.
All kinds of bad things happen. So, to correct it...
They sent him back to
Kennedy.
Gotcha. Okay.
In the comic, Allison actually kills him. Because she is... the family is threatened.
Yeah.
Because the leader of the temp says, I'm going to go back and kill... this woman who gives birth to two babies the day you guys were born. Not just one of the babies is born from her. One and five is born from this woman. So by killing this woman, the boy and Luther dies, which is the only reason Allison agrees to help. But at the time, her throat is cut and she can't use her powers.
Got it.
So number five agrees to do this task. As long as he can use their surgeons to repair her. She masquerades as Jacqueline Kennedy is in the car. Number five takes out all the other assassins and cues her. And she says, hey, Mr. President, I heard a rumor that the back of your head exploded. And that's what kills Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
That's how the comic ends.
Wow.
So, season two, I don't know if they're going to play on that, but that is...
That got dark quick.
Yeah. But he had to do that to basically save the fam.
So having seen The Day That Wasn't and The Day That Was...
Yes.
Episode 7 and 8, can you understand why at the end of The Day That Wasn't, I was just left sobbing?
Yes. Yes. I was really mad that number five came back and ruined
the day. I was so angry, but I understood.
Nah, fuck him.
That's what turned you, isn't it?
See, I think what it is Chaz a romantic.
And say that I'm a romantic.
No, I can't see it.
I don't know. I've seen how he talks to his lady. It's pretty flowery, romanticized language. On the verge of domestic violence.
Wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, where did that noise come from? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I think something in your throat is broken.
That was something there, man.
What the fuck was that?
you should have that checked.
Yeah, that was...
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, that was weird.
That's concerning.
Yeah. Nope. I really like there is.
But no... as a whole, I think he fills a piece in that family that is needed for that story to fit. Not just his power, but his personality.
Yeah.
As the mature, honestly, because he is effectively the oldest one.
Yeah.
The mature, overbearing. Voice of "We gotta get this done." Kind of when he gives up and starts drinking is my favorite part. He's just like, fuck it, we're just gonna end these margaritas.
I love when he's making cocktails for himself and the mannequin.
Yes, that was great.
Because he's just like, it doesn't fucking matter anymore.
Yep.
And I like that the the end comes about and the world does end.
Yeah, yeah, that was
it. It's not here anymore. They disappear, but the world suffers.
And that was why I started laughing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what superheroes do. They save themselves, not the world.
Yeah, I
they were family first.
Yes.
Gotta say, I was really surprised by it, by the Apocalypse being Vanya.
Not at all. Granted, I read the comics, but I think even just the show, I would have. Yeah, she was the secret element they didn't see coming.
Yeah,
and all the storyline with her was slowly awakening things.
Yeah,
and there was a reason Hargreaves had to fear her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, so you knew she was some kind of catalyst at least.
I really thought that the Apocalypse was going to be Leonard.
Oh, himself?
Yes. Yes.
Now, I think he just wanted to get at... I loved his story. Again, not from the comic, right, but his story of he was born on the same day. He wanted to be one of the Umbrella Academy kids. Yeah. He wanted to...
Yeah.
I love that he made his own outfit and then they just...
That desperation.
Oh, yeah. Kick him to the curb and that's why he hates...
His backstory is fucking tragic.
It is, but it's not their fault.
No, it's not... It's not their
fault. It's
the
abusive father and a daydreamy kid.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with you on that. I just...
But yeah, I think they took the story from the comics, which I love.
Yeah.
Everything about the comics I love, but they improved on it and wrote a new story.
Yeah.
Same flavor.
How did you feel about Pogo?
Ooh, that's complicated. They didn't elaborate on it in the series as much as I know is elaborated in the comic.
Yeah, the comic she just shows up and says, "Hey, by the way, boom, you're dead."
Well, no, I mean that Pogo owes everything that he is
to Hargreaves.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Look,
you guys have mentioned
as do all chimpanzees who have been basically cerebric, I forget the term.
Yeah.
Basically higher intelligence.
Yeah. And I can see him wanting to keep
the family together.
The family together and the family secrets, and trusting that the man who was brilliant enough to give him this life had a reason.
Yes. But keeping his secrets as long as he did, that character flaw, I would say, isn't from the source.
Right.
But I liked the depth that it gave the character.
Yeah.
In the comic, number 5 finds the monocle.
Right.
And when he puts the monocle on, he kind of sees through time. Okay. Whatever he looks at, he dissects through time. Mm. And he looks at Pogo and he sees him in a cage, sees his mind being, his head being chopped off, the brain coming out, shit being put in it, all this horrible stuff that Hargreaves did to make him what he is. And number 5 passes out. Mm. He's like, "I never knew," and passes out.
Wow.
So the monocle had a bigger part in the
series. They also never explained how their dad knew.
How their dad... His backstory was strange, because in the comics, he is a space alien.
Oh.
He is not human. He is the inventor of the televator, which is a teleport elevator thing, the levitation belts, and the technology which created, genetically enhanced the intelligence of chimpanzees.
Okay.
He invented those three things.
Okay.
He is a world-class fencer, Olympic medalist, and space alien.
Okay.
That's how they open the first issue.
Okay.
How he knew is left a mystery, like most of his character. This show delved into his character way more than the comic book. They just talked about him in like father was never there kind of voices.
Yeah.
But there was definitely a he came to America with a purpose.
Yeah.
And I love how he bought this old umbrella factory and turned it into the mansion. And I love how you go from room to room. There's just like a knockdown wall.
Yeah.
Hey, that makes sense now. I understand why it looks the way it does.
Yeah.
Because it was, they took a factory and turned it into a mansion, a home or what.
I will say,
I want to live there.
There is one part that really depresses me about the show.
What's that?
My wife thoroughly enjoyed the show, and mom's chair that, 3 seats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Circular. I have to find one of those now.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she...
That is like a hotel lobby kind of chair. Was she going to put it in a foyer?
Yeah, yeah. No, she wants, with the ornate scrolled woodwork and the fabric and all of that.
You better build yourself a wood shop. She's going to have to make that.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you have a brother-in-law that can put that shit together?
Or a son?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a carpenter?
No, I mean, I'm going to be taking up some woodworking this summer, too. Not quite.
Masturbation doesn't count.
I know, I say.
Yeah, I call it woodworking as well. And
I'm constantly sanding that damn thing.
Yeah.
The only thing I have to show for it is just that I'm tired.
Okay. Yeah, no. I'm
really tired.
I'm gonna build the gaming table. I'm going to do a few other things. I'm going to have an awful lot of maple wood. I can use for things, because that tree in the backyard is coming down probably next week.
Okay, well, let me know when you want to work on the game table, because I'm happy to help.
Okay. So, but yeah, that's the Umbrella Company. Thought it was fantastic. Can't wait for season 2.
Yeah, I was really happy with it. I've never read the third comic.
Yeah.
There's a third volume. I didn't read that, but it came out just this year, in time for the series.
Oh, wow.
So it takes place like several years later. They're throughout Europe. They are a active team.
Oh.
It's a little different. I think a different flavor, which was makes me kind of hesitant, because I don't want to soil the memory I have of the original.
Yeah, but it's still the same creative team. So it's not like you have a different creative team.
Again, but you know, how many years passed? I mean, even from the comic to the show, some of the things that changed, like character races.
Yeah,
you know, they're not all white kids now. Agreed. It is way for the better. But that kind of self-aware within the writing changes how they approach the story.
Maybe.
The original, though it is kind of whitewashed and blind to, you know, certain...
Kind of.
Yeah. It is very whitewashed and blind to certain kind of stereotypes that it addresses, is still, that's part of the story. And that's not necessarily what I liked about it, but to change that flavor, even in a corrective pattern, changes maybe the whole package.
I was truly satisfied with Hazel and Cha-Cha's
falling out.
The ending of both of their stories. I was very pleased with that.
How'd you feel about the Hazel romance?
I loved it.
It was weird, but it was okay, right?
Athena was like, that's so weird. She's old. And I'm like, actually, they're about the same age as far as actors go. But it
totally made sense.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, it's like Daryl and Carol. Just because she has gray hair doesn't mean she's that much older.
You know? Hazel, even still. I mean, even if she had been older. A bunch older, I mean, it's...
How old is Hazel?
Right, and it's not like he hasn't been around.
And honestly, traveling through time, he may be older than she is.
Yeah. I loved Hazel's character. I loved the romance. I loved
Cha-Cha's rage.
Oh my god, yeah. And I have to say,
those characters really expanded in the series and became.
I did not know Mary J. Blige could act.
I did not either, and I found her to be an utter delight, and I hope that she does more.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. She was amazing.
Yeah, she was fun. I like the guy that played Hazel, and I've never seen him in anything.
No.
Where did he come from? I have no idea. I want more of that guy.
Let's find out.
But yeah, he was great.
Number five came from a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
I dig him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the casting. I think one of the saddest parts for me, I know how that tugs at your heartstrings, and that's usually a selling factor for you, but I think the saddest moment for me was when Allison is bleeding out and Luther volunteers and Pogo says, yeah, your blood is more akin to mine than hers.
That was a gut punch.
Yeah, and it was below the belt gut punch.
He was hurting already, and that was so sad. That was why the ending of The Day That Wasn't resonated so much, because they're dancing, and then he doesn't have the giant frame. He's just him.
Yeah.
As they're sort of spinning around there in the park.
Yeah.
And that was what made that scene. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's they did an awesome job, and I'm really glad that Netflix took a chance on it, because it was an obscure comic. It's not mainstream by any means, but I'm glad Netflix is staying in comics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, with Marvel basically bailing, we're gonna have Jessica Jones season 3, and then it's over.
Yeah, right? They've already said it's canceled.
Yeah,
but they've also got Mark Millar, the guy who did Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They bought his world.
Yep.
So there's going to be more shit coming from him.
Did we talk about the fact that the cabin in the Umbrella Academy, you've seen the other thing it's in, so you should be keenly aware if you weren't.
Oh, fuck. Is that the cabin from
Polar?
Yes.
Is it? It is.
Okay.
I didn't see Polar, so.
You should. It's.
I heard you guys talking about it. It's super hyper violent.
It is everything that you would expect a hyper-violent comic book movie that's not The Punisher to be.
Have you seen John Wick?
Yeah.
Okay. It's really, I mean, it's that level.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I when you guys were talking about it's not like, I got the impression of...
It's not Saw.
It's not Saw. No.
That's what I got the impression of you guys talking.
It's not Hostile.
True.
I've never seen that. So.
Neither have I.
I have. It's definitely not Hostile.
Right. It's not that hyper sexualized level of violence.
I will try. It's always up there because it's a Netflix original. It's always right there in the top.
I love it. It's weirdly good.
Be my homework. I will try to watch that one.
It's weirdly good.
Yeah.
Even the bizarre Viagra death.
In the frame of watch this weekend or this week, of course there's TWB.
Let's
save it for last.
Let's save that for a little bit, because I actually watched something this weekend. It's not a new thing.
Okay,
wasn't on Netflix. I picked it up on Blu-ray recently because it was like deeply discounted.
Okay,
and I was like, cool, I want a copy. The Crow,
the original.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Kids haven't seen it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a throwback. Yeah.
And so it was like Sunday afternoon, and we had watched everything as a family that we could out of our DVR, because we have a bunch of stuff that is genuinely not kid friendly, because there's the potential for, like, we've got American Gods, there's the potential for full frontal nudity.
Yes.
You know, and then it was like the only stuff that we could
don't watch Love, Death and Robots with the kids,
right?
As much as they may want to watch cartoons, it's not cartoons.
But the and then there was like, we watched The Magicians, and it's like they drop F-bombs pretty regularly.
And there's a whole like naked sorcery shit too,
right? And there's
nothing shown there, but implied.
It's significantly less graphic as far as the nudity goes. There's a spell. There can be a graphic level of violence, but it's less graphic in the nudity department.
Yes,
I kind of was turned off of that series.
It's getting interesting this season. That they're like three quarters of the way done with, but we've got So,
can you draw me something like that, but not that terrible?
For?
To use as the header image for his story.
Oh, on a hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it a fruit tree?
No, it's the house.
That looks like two cocks coming out of a box.
I didn't want to say that out loud.
It's like...
I don't want to...
It's like balls in a box and the dick is coming out the top.
I'm like, let...
Is that what you've been doing over there?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You need to save that image. And like, that needs to go up somewhere and be like, this is a thing I made.
Accompany your write-up for this episode. There you go.
Like, they get that. I don't even... Like, I don't under... You've been working on that for like an hour. We have an artist. Why do you do these things?
I was trying to do just a quick sketch, and then I was like, wow, this is really bad. How bad can I make it?
Well, you have succeeded, sir, because it looks like a factory that makes giant cocks that come out of the roof.
Yes.
On a hill in the moonlight.
Yep. Yep.
Here you go, folks. That apparently spoils something. That's already on our website that I think people can find. I haven't bothered to see what it takes to get to it.
If you go to www.foolish.media and
what are you telling them? I don't even have the art yet. I'm still doing.
I'm not going to share it on social media until I have the art.
Oh, okay.
If you go there,
I actually found some things that I need to edit the story because I found some typos.
As mouse I was reading over it to Ray. News. And when you mouse another over bonus news, of reading that one. Or on a mobile device, if you tap on news, it will give you a drop down and there will be news and there will be fiction. Click on fiction. It is currently the first thing in fiction.
It should be the only thing.
No, because...
Payday stuff ends up there as well?
Yeah, because you've been using the fiction tag on that as well.
Well, you told me to.
I know. I'm going to go back and change that. So we're only going to give... The Paydays Journal, the Road to Hybris tag.
Okay. Well, then...
And going forward...
I'll only put the Road to Hybris tag on that. Okay.
Yeah. So...
Because, I guess spoiler alert, but it's not much of a spoiler. I've had a bug up my ass recently about writing, so I've got...
I think we've all had a bug of our ass about creative endeavors.
Yeah.
I'm actually
it almost
working on something now.
Well, and it almost felt like the things that I were working on were ever so slightly motivating you.
Yes.
Okay.
I will absolutely give you credit for that.
I couldn't tell if I was reading that right or not because it was just like 2 days after I was just like, hey, so I'm writing this stuff, and then you're just like, hey, here's this.
Yep.
So
you were stealing my thunder, damn it.
Well, I didn't know if the two things were the two things were related. And
no, I was doing sketches and working on a layout and
but unlike you, I can't kick out a piece of art in a night. I can kick out a short story in a night.
That thing I shared, the first one, that was 2 days.
Okay.
Now granted, every free moment at home I was spent doing now.
But that's it. Let me circle back around. I derailed myself. I got a bug.
I helped always.
You did, and I appreciate that. But I've had a bug up my ass to write, and the first couple things that are probably coming up on the site, assuming Chad gives the okay on the second one, are pieces that they're not current. But they're things that I wrote and just sort of set off to the side. Because it was like, cool, I got this thing out of my head, and I'm done with it now. Because that's almost how it works for me.
Yep.
I get this idea in my head, and I have to get it out of my head. And so I will write it down, and then, cool, it's out of my head, and I'll set it off to the side and leave it sit there. Like, the thing...
I don't like that color. What color?
For the wraparound?
Yeah.
I would almost try...
I don't want to go... Sorry.
I don't like that color. That when you close the
I wall. Don't want to go green because there's already too much
of that. Can you... So that color...
The blue?
But darker.
So like a cobalt blue kind
of? Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I can go that.
Ooh, almost purple.
Yes. All
right, I can play that. Cool. Thank you. Sorry.
Bordering.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to give it highlights at all, give it highlights of green.
So...
I'm very much the same way. Like, So, with the class that Shojin is now in the Two Fools Rushing the Dungeon, we had built a basic framework of that over time, and then I took it from what it was, and I just, like, I had all these ideas, and I was just like, vomit them onto a page in 3 days. Done.
No, yeah. But at the same time, you can't just keep iterating on that until you do something with it.
Right.
Which is where I am. So, the piece of fiction that's already up on the website is called Iced Out. I'm shitty at naming my stories. Sorry. It's a piece that I wrote just over 3 years ago.
And you read on air?
And I read it on air, I don't know, a year and a half ago, something like that. It was before Ray became a full-time component of the show. I don't think he was...
Before Ray crashed the show.
Ray does not crash the show.
Because the deal was, you read that...
And then you would play some music.
Yes.
And you did. You did the following week.
Yes, I did.
And so I finally figured, what the fuck? I'm already putting Payday's journal up there. Which is, it's my character's take on the adventure that she's on, is the best way that I can explain that.
Yep.
And it's up there, and it's, I don't know, 25-ish thousand words. So,
yep.
I mean, it's, if you're looking for something to read and...
Payday's Journal is an excellent, and don't take this as a diminution of the effort, is an excellent workout for... your writing.
No,
it doesn't have to meet any grammatical bar or anything. It just has to be that character's voice.
It has to feel like a journal.
Yeah. No, and I do that. I make those choices.
Absolutely.
Some of the shit that comes through when you read it, that's a conscious choice because it's like, nope, this is straight stream of consciousness. It's not going to be pretty.
How would this angry little woman say this?
Yes. You haven't seen her angry. That's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I like the next piece that I'm hoping I'm able to get up on the site, once I make it through, the approval process will, so the piece that just went up is before I got my last promotion.
Okay.
Which was like we're at, like 4 years. Yeah.
Wow.
So, the other piece was before that.
Okay.
I might have been in my first position at the company I'm at.
Wow.
Which would have been like 5-6 years ago.
It's been a while.
You've been there that long? Wow.
Yeah. So it is like these are not things where I was just like, oh, cool, I'm going to write this now. These are things that I wrote a while ago.
Okay.
And the second.
Don't get me wrong, but the Payday's Journal and our constant need for write-ups in which you've contributed to the book, has that basically desensitized you to sharing these old stories? Like, you know what? Like I was saying earlier tonight, I may look back on this and say, but I hope I get to the point where I'm able to look back on it.
Not exactly. So I mean,
your hesitation to share, where did that come from, I guess?
The hesitation to share came from a place where... for years, decades, people were like, what do you want to do? Be a writer. And for decades... people in positions of authority, oh, you don't do that, there's no money there. And it's hard to get people to understand the thing you love and the thing you want to do isn't about money, it's about being the thing that you love and you want to do. Mm-hmm. And you can only take so much of that before you finally cave and start doing things that are going to be profitable. So, no. the need and desire to be out there was kind of multifold. It wasn't even necessarily twofold. Like, it was in part because we're constantly putting your art out there on display for anyone in the world to see.
Well, that's why I asked you that, because that is the effect I'm feeling. It's like, you know what? I don't know what I'm afraid of. I draw as well as I draw. Like, you know, that's like, just the way it is.
When we go to conventions, your art is on the banners. Your art is the things that people see and that people are just like, cool, I want to go talk to those guys because that fucking pirate chicken looks neat. Or what's up with these guys with this fucking weird jester hat logo?
Yeah.
It's very much like your visual aesthetic is out there, and it isn't the
only thing we have to offer,
right? But it's our calling card to the world. And then we've been talking recently about how we're going to make a movie. We're going to make a movie eventually.
It may come about as our will.
And I gotta tell you, folks, I get dirty looks every week when I bring it up on air. But the entire
Jeff Chad and not Chad make a porno? No.
Together?
Yeah. No.
Chad's in the middle.
No, that's the title of our movie. We don't make a porno. But that'll really get people in the seats.
Right up until they see what we look like, and then they're like,
No.
That guy looks like me. I don't want to watch this.
We control the media. We can put in a stock photo of handsome guy.
You're fine, though.
Now we got Dylan, the every week silent partner who isn't here,
madman
firing missiles of fiction at us, and
every time he has an idea, it is a guided missile of content.
The last one, I think, hit us all.
Yeah,
I know, which was fucking awesome. I think we talked about it last week too.
Vaguely, every time I start to have hesitation, I think back to that first slap happy car ride that Chad and I had back from Gen Con. And what is it that we want this company to be? What was our initial, the impetus for the germination point of what we wanted to do? How we wanted this company to function. And
Before that, right?
No, it was still there, but it was in its very early stages.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This was before your brother fixed the game.
Yes.
Oh, true.
Yes.
I mean, now, like, if I'm being honest, because the game would not be where it is were it not for your brother.
He made it 110 times more playable.
Yes. Yeah. He made it fun.
Yes.
Yes. And it moves.
Yes. But we're in the car and we're driving back, and the idea that just kept coming back was media, media, media. And media is more than just games. And it's more than just the podcast. It's everything that we do.
Yep.
So that is going to mean that I'm going to need to put myself out there and put up some fiction, because I can't draw the pretty things that you can draw. I accept that I can't. And I can't code the Matrix into a book the way that Chad can. And I accept that. And I clearly am not capable.
I can spout ideas, but I cannot write.
And I clearly am not capable of running the books the way Dylan can. So
I've often described this endeavor of ours as a table, and we all represent a firmly planted leg that holds up this fucking table.
Yep. But it's like, the written word? Yeah, I can kind of do the fucking written word.
Yep.
And I don't know if this week it was a twist of your arm, but I said I'm kind of liking story time with Jeff. And each week, each thing you share, dude, I'm sad I didn't know how well you wrote.
I kept it secret for a long time. Because, again, for a long time, it was, you can't make money in that.
You know what?
And that pushed that down and buried
money it. Can't be the only drive.
And so I put that away. I put that away because enough people said, you can't make money in that. And I'm like, all right, well, then I guess I'm going to have to put that over here and pick this thing up here over here that I can make a profit at. And the thing I can pick up and make a profit at doesn't make me happy, and the writing does.
Well,
so
I'm the same boat with this. I can't do this at work.
Right.
But what was the first thing I said to you when I walked in tonight? Phil in the game needs to hit
yes.
it big
yes.
so we can quit our jobs because I need to do this full time.
Yes.
I agree completely.
A 20-minute car ride spawned another fucking game idea.
I agree completely because nothing in recent memory, not discounting anything that we have done as a group, mm-hmm. but nothing that I have done all by myself felt more fulfilling than I took a vacation day from work and I stayed home. And I put on headphones, I didn't have to deal with the kids all day. Mm-hmm. Even though the girls were home from school because it was like an in-service or some shit. I was like, I was going to be here whether you guys were here or not. So you guys do whatever the fuck you want. And so they just watched The Office all day. Made it through like a season. I put on headphones, turned on some music, and got my Hemingway on, but with less shotguns.
Same amount of alcohol, though.
No, because it was through the day.
Oh, shit. Now I'm disappointed.
There's only one day of the year I'm allowed to drink through the day, and this wasn't that day.
Thanksgiving?
My birthday.
Oh, okay.
My birthday is the only day that I'm allowed to start drinking when the sun comes up and drink throughout the day. Although, this is going to be one of those, because it happens every once in a while, where the year comes up, where I'm not allowed to start drinking first thing in the morning because I got to go to the BMV.
Yes. It's that year.
It is that year. And it was like, I felt
they
like
frown on that when you show up drunk. Yeah.
It felt like I just went there, and I kind of went there cosplaying. What? I was cosplaying as Max Payne from Max Payne 3. He goes to South America, so it's all like Hawaiian shirts and shaved heads. And so I just went in, shaved head, glasses on, Hawaiian shirt, and got my picture taken and had my drink waiting for me in the car since I wasn't driving.
I don't know if you want to admit that on air.
He wasn't driving.
I wasn't driving. It was multiple years ago.
Statute of limitations, at least.
I mean, there's catching me and proving it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's also, is everything we say on air true?
Well, there's that, too. There's that,
Are we reliable narrators of our own lives?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not, that's for sure.
Well, I think that is a function of your age, sir.
But I think...
Fuck you, man!
It's okay, give him a minute. He won't remember he was mad at you, Jack.
Fuck you, Chad. No, wait, you're not Chad.
But I think the long and the short of that is that over the coming weeks and months, I think you can expect to see more stuff come up on the site that is a step outside of us just being those weird chicken guys.
Yeah.
This thing I am currently toying with...
You're not toying with it, motherfucker. We're putting that shit on the website.
No,
we're going to put it on the website soon.
I know that.
Okay.
I
hope you understand that because I've got plans for how that's going to go up.
Good. I'm glad you have an idea.
It's going to be... I have to find... I know it exists. I know there's already the WordPress code... To do what I want to do.
Forward and back.
Yeah. It's already there.
Well, my magic number of hope of like stockpiling before we start putting it up, mm-hmm. and I can like try to stick to a schedule of
one a week.
Okay. Until it becomes muscle memory and I can do more than that. Maybe twice a week, I think, might be my max on top of a full-time job.
Yeah.
But if I can get, like, 6 to 10
okay.
banked, give me enough buffer to,
probably
collaborate with Jeff and Dylan have both thrown in interest yeah. of helping script some stuff.
Yeah.
So if I can get...
I heard six.
6 to 10.
I'm still just hearing six.
Okay. So we'll go with six. If I get six finished, ready to go up.
When you get six finished?
When I get six. Yes, I'm sorry. Wrong word. When I get six finished, we'll start throwing them up.
You've dealt with this artist before. You understand why I'm correcting the phrasing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to insert the loopholes, folks, and they're just catching them. Everyone!
There is no loophole, Mr. Warren.
Don't use my real name.
Okay, Raymond.
What?
No, my goal is to get that up
assholes.
There.
Assholes.
Because once we get your fiction going up and his thing going up,
If we could preview that, I think we can preview this. I mean, I'm not afraid of it.
Okay, so I guess this is the official announcement.
I mean, if you're cool with that, it is going to happen, and this will be the no backing out now.
Yeah, this is the official announcement of a. Is it untitled? Or are we going with the title?
As yet, untitled, because I think we can come up with something better.
Okay.
It is hurts. Well, I don't think we have anything chosen.
I really liked the one.
Which one?
F.I.
Don't know if I remember that one.
Check your phone. There you go. I thought that was a brilliant title.
Oh,
but it's not my web comic. It's Ray's web comic.
Yes.
And as we have established, my capacity for naming things is sometimes questionable.
I thought that was.
I don't dislike that name.
I thought that it kept in theme in all categories. I was trying to check off all the boxes
right.
for the theme that we were going, that we talked about it going for.
If we name it that, that is the management company.
Yeah, sure.
Not the actual place will have its own name within the story.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, we'll go with that. Okay. I can live with that.
All right. Okay, so we're gonna call it that?
Sure.
So this is the official announcement of the upcoming webcomic Fodder Inc.
Fodder is in the stuff you throw in front of the guns so your big guns don't take hits.
You just look up the definition for fodder. That's what I did.
Fodder Incorporated.
Yes. And it's going to be a great time.
I'm working on strip 2.
I have relished.
With almost zero word bubble, with one word bubble between the first two comma.
There's plenty of story there, I think.
Oh, no. And that's the beauty.
It lets you kind of like interpret it a little bit yourself.
There's a ton of story incorporated in minimal text. You have to see it to fully understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a story of... I don't know how much I want to give away. It's a story about a goblin.
I almost want to spoil spoil as a preview that one concept picture that you made of him. Where he
have I given you that? I put it in the chat. The rundown character.
Yeah. Yeah. Like just
yeah.
And then it's just like, what the fuck happened to this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to throw that up, I don't care.
Okay,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
If you want to share that.
I will actually...
Because I think
that I'm pretty much sticking with that look.
Because I think that gives people an idea. It's very reminiscent
of the chickens.
It is. If you caught on to that. But I think that gives people an idea of the art style.
Yeah.
And I think that that picture alone gives raises some questions. Because as soon as I got that, I was fucking showing it to people. I was showing it to the people that mm-hmm. I deal with daily that are almost daily or weekly asking me, you know, hey, what's up with your next game? And so I'm just like, hey, let me show you some concept art I've got for this webcomic that we're working on.
Yeah.
And so I showed them that, and they're like, oh, I bet he's got a story.
Yeah, he's got a story.
Because you don't end up looking like that without having some fucking story that got
He doesn't there. Look like that in the first strip.
No.
He looks quite confident in the first strip.
I personally think that Fodder Inc. Now, for those who are looking at webcomics, not that this is going to be like this, but there's two kinds of webcomics out there. You have things like Penny Arcade.
It's a three-panel strip.
Yeah.
It's a three-panel newspaper-style strip.
Yeah. Not.
I am going to try to commit to full color, but I'm not guaranteed that every strip will be full color.
It is not a webcomic in the way that LFG is a webcomic.
Okay, full page. Comic page now. Yeah.
You will occasionally get something like that.
I'm not sticking to any format, but
we've even talked about
I have two formats between the two first bit.
Yeah.
But a three panel and a two panel.
We've even talked about how there are ways you could do a full panel and what that might entail. So it's a webcomic with varying numbers of panels. It's going to be as big as is necessary to tell the story.
Yes.
But I think
trying to get a gag out with each one. Yeah.
I think also, if you are a fan of Cyanide and Happiness or Penny Arcade or those short strips that convey a story.
A story and maybe the humor found in that story.
Yeah.
A situational comic strip.
Yeah. This
perhaps you're a fan of The Office.
Which is, I'm not ashamed to say, an inspiration to this.
Perhaps you're a fan of the movie Office Space.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, these are...
Those horrible jobs you can't get the fuck out of.
But these are the building blocks from which this is ultimately kind of constructed.
Yeah.
This is not going to be your typical webcomic.
Nope. It is not. It's going to be fun, though.
I do have... No, I'm not saying this is anything that's going to come soon, but I do have another story, completely different setting, same ridiculous premise.
Okay.
The crew.
Oh yeah, no, you told us about that. Yeah,
yeah.
Which may
I know you had talked about the,
like yeah, kind of doing a
yeah
either a crossover or okay, Fodder Inc. might take a hiatus for a couple weeks while I tell a quick couple strips of this and just try to figure out how it fits in.
Or something else, some other methodology entirely gets employed in how those things come out.
Yeah. Or it's the second strip.
I didn't want to say that because I don't want to commit you to things.
Well, it might be a separate bonus strip once in a while.
And then that could be as well.
Yeah.
Yes. I have those. I think all those stories fleshed out. Or
I think it all comes down to
in the back of my head.
I think it all comes down to getting it to the point where you're able to kind of churn a strip out.
Quickly. Yeah, the muscle memory that I was talking. Yeah, trying to get comfortable with the character design, the look, and maybe the setting.
Because you're writing the style guide as you go. So
absolutely, yeah.
It's I would be surprised if it didn't take you a couple of months worth of strips to get to a style guide point.
Yeah, even between one and two, the character has slight variations. He has has some keys.
Okay. Should we pause it? Probably.
All right. Yo, where are my dogs at?
Then I'll go ahead. here's what we'll do. I'll go ahead and pause it, and then we can do the thing that we're whispering about, but the mics that are actually good enough now might have picked up.
Oh, I'm sure they picked them up.
We'll pick it up when we come back and finish things up.
Yeah.
Because there for a while it was like nonstop updates.
Right, but that's not where a dick goes.
But still, you know,
it goes on top of a house on a hill.
Indeed it does.
With its twin.
Yeah. It's slightly shorter twin.
Well, you know, one's always got to be bigger. Yeah.
Well, but if you notice, one was taller and one was girthier.
Yeah, well, different sizes. Yeah. Some people value one. And
different strokes for different factories on a moonlit hill.
It really when I realized how bad it was going, I was like,
I'm leaning into the curve.
Yeah.
That's good. Because I would feel bad if you're just like, look at this thing I did. I'm so proud of it.
No, yeah, proud papa. Said, oh, look at this. Oh, yeah. No. Nice erections.
No, I was like, okay, Ray, draw me this, but not this bad.
Okay. Give me a timeline you need that, by the way.
In the next handful of days.
Okay.
And I have...
I want to finish this one as
that's fine.
As I'm on a...
If you give approval to the other one, I actually have an idea for what I want for that.
Okay.
For the art.
Okay. Cool.
I'm realizing that I'm missing
something. It's a play off the Dick in a Box chapter.
Okay.
There's a chapter labeled Dick in a Box.
Oh my god.
It's less literal. It's both literal and not literal.
Yeah. So the one that's not Payday's journal?
Right.
Okay. Oh my god.
Why?
It's still loading.
Yeah, because it's like 41 fucking typed pages.
Gotcha.
It's as close to... It is... Like, as far as length goes, it's as close to the masturbatory novel as you're going to get. Although...
As Ray has labeled it.
Which I have honestly thought about starting to release in chapters as well.
Okay.
Because that's, I don't know, like almost 150 pages typed now.
Gotcha.
And it's maybe halfway through the story.
Okay.
It's just about reached that point where we start selling guns to Colombians.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
I like fiction.
I do too.
I know. All right, so that thing that we put off. Let's talk about that.
Okay. What was that?
Because they walk and they're maybe not alive, but they
might. Oh, those fuckers. We need to talk about those assholes.
Meth heads.
Karen has not seen it. She went to a concert and
I don't remember it.
Missed it.
Did I watch it?
It's the one where they showed where the things came from.
The Highwaymen?
The branding.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Right. The kids. Yes. Right. I watched it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was... It's got the buzz
of... The Walking Dead, folks.
Yes.
It's got the buzz of a lot of people. Some people are offended highly. Others are really excited. I can't say I was excited or appalled. I thought it was a good story. I liked the Michonne Daryl
this is what led us to where we are.
Yeah.
It explains a lot separations.
And it made perfect sense. I can see why people would be appalled.
I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like a... Yeah, like a prissy bitch. I mean, I can see why you'd be appalled, but everything that happened made sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't gratuitous. Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't that.
It wasn't just killing kids for the sake of killing kids.
Right. There was a dramatic buildup to that.
And those kids had been made into monsters.
Yes. She and her friend was beating the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
And when she died, I was not at all unhappy.
No.
But when they slashed her belly.
Yeah, that was, that was a little upsetting.
I was, now granted, had it not been a flashback, I would have been more upset. But I knew RJ's fine.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
But all the same, it was just like, oh, okay, so that answers so much.
Yeah, this is real. These kids aren't okay.
Yeah, they're not fucking around.
Yes.
And when they did back down, and they kept coming out, and she had the one by the arm, and she's just like, she was trying to hold it back.
She was trying.
Yeah.
And that was the part. That was honestly, to me, the part that was the most upsetting, because she was trying to get them to stand down, because she didn't want to do it.
No.
Right.
I think we'd be disappointed in that character if she didn't have that quality.
True. But it was just
not like, everyone could be Carol.
It was, there is that.
There is, yeah.
I mean, look at the flowers.
I think the only part of that I had an issue with
was the Negan part, because you still fucking hate him.
No.
It's going to be 10
I love that Negan. Scene with him. Oh my God, no, I thought that was actually, great.
The path that they have put Negan on
doesn't redeem, but definitely endears?
No, I'd say that it has some very redeeming parts to it.
I wish that there was a way that I could go to the tape of you and I talking about how much you hate Negan a year ago.
Yeah.
And how you're like, they're going to give him some fucking redemptive arc and it's going to be bullshit and I'm not going to buy into it. Which is as close to a direct quote as I can get without actually having the tape readily handy.
Yep, absolutely. I knew that he got a redemptive arc. I knew in the comics he ends up in Alexandria.
Because I told you he did. Like I had talked about that. And he ultimately ends up getting a redemptive arc.
And then he has a bad attempt at a coup, doesn't he?
No, not really.
Well, sort of.
He initially tries to align himself with the Whisperers, and then he's just like, oh, fuck that. Those people are nuts.
Oh, I thought the Whisperers actually took him out.
No.
Like, oh, okay.
He escapes, tries to align, like in the comics, and I'm butchering a lot of this because this is a story that I haven't read, but kind of know.
Right.
So, but like he escapes and he tries to align himself with the Whisperers, but he doesn't really, but they're fucking the way they are. And he's just like, fuck that. Those people are crazy.
Yeah.
And he ends up helping defend Alexandria against the Whisperers. And eventually, like, the end of his redemptive arc ends with him sort of piecing out.
Like
Morgan.
Like in Kung Fu, just kind of taking off?
Yeah, just very much like Morgan.
Speaking of Morgan, okay, to switch gears totally, take off the show. Excellent episode. Really enjoyed it. Like the duel.
I love the transition.
No. Great episode. Really enjoyed it. Like the dual timelines that kind of merged and led us to this conclusion.
Yes.
But you guys had hinted that Dwight is going to be on...
That's not a hint. That's a thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Well, you hinted to me that I didn't know that, and you guys had. That's really exciting to me.
It's interesting.
I like that character. He had layers.
Yes.
And I totally, unlike Daryl, unlike some of the group, I bought into his redemption. Because as a viewer, you get to see both sides.
I'm curious at the interplay between him and Morgan, because Morgan knows him.
Morgan was there on the hill.
Morgan knows some of his story. So I'm curious to see how that interplay goes.
Definitely a trust issue.
At minimum, I would think.
Because Morgan has now people that he does care about again. Mm-hmm. And is willing to let himself care about again. So, I'm sorry. So I'm wondering how he's going to allow that. It's going to be something spectacular. I really wonder if he shows up, if the wife shows up and then Dwight shows up after, or if he shows up with the wife, or he's just passing through looking for the wife.
I mean,
I really kind of want to see that reunion, but I kind of don't want to give him that happy ending.
Yeah,
I want him all to be working towards it, because I think that's what redeems him, is the fact that everything he's lost, if he gets it back after all this, I don't want to say he could go sour and go horrible again, but I don't think he would long-term appreciate the journey.
No,
not at all. Not at all.
And that just might be a, soapbox kind of analytical view of it, but that really excites me. And I think this table is all of the same mind, that we really, the Fear of the Walking Dead is, I don't want to say the better show, but we enjoy that one a lot more.
I definitely do.
I enjoy them both, but I lean towards Fear of the Walking Dead just because of the, I have no idea where it's going. That dire consequences. Oh my God! What the fuck is going to happen now?
You've kind of summed up where I'm coming from on that.
Yeah.
I mean,
Walking Dead's getting there for me, because as they take more and more turn left away from like the source, they take more and more decisions and like, oh, they're not going to do that. Oh, what are they doing? The Highwaymen. Fucking love those guys.
Cannot wait for them to be in more shit. God, yeah. They are so cool.
Yeah. So
I anticipate them dying at the fair,
which will suck.
So their fodder Inc. Their characters to show up to die.
I think so.
The red shirts of Kingdom.
I mean, if I'm going to give my biased potential spoiler worthy take. They introduce them, they make them endearing, they make you like them. They're going to give you a couple of episodes where you kind of maybe get to know a little bit about them. Then the fair comes, and when they need people to die and have some level of impact, cool, we'll kill these new guys that we just introduced. That way we can keep main characters alive.
We can keep Carol, Daryl, Michonne, maybe the King.
Maybe the King.
I really hope he survives, because after we reviewed his resume last week, I will miss his face. Apparently, I already love his voice. I will miss his face. I want to see that guy.
Now, at the same time, if something happens and he does die at the fair, that might mean that he's available for more voice work.
We have another side of the table we can fit him in.
It was less that and more, we're making a movie.
We are. I don't know this animated. That may be.
It's not animated.
I may be reaching too far there.
But he could certainly lend a voice to something within the movie.
I'm thinking if he has more time for voice work, more guest appearances on Critical Role. Because Shikasta needs to come back. That was one down-ass cleric.
Yeah.
He stayed turnt?
I gotta say...
Am I using that right?
I don't know. You're asking
the wrong person. You're asking the wrong person.
Pop-pop, am I using that right?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I gotta say...
Good on you, mate.
Corey Payton... I've yet to see him in something that I'm like, wow, that's terrible.
Well, there was that one Walking Dead episode.
That one.
You know the one.
Okay.
Which one?
The one. He knows the one.
Yeah. It was a episode.
Yeah, but it was real bad.
Okay.
I know the one I'm thinking of, but I don't think that was a function of Carden Payton.
Are you thinking of the one where Carl kills Dale?
No, I wasn't. No.
He was in that one? No. He was the cow.
I was thinking of...
He voiced him just like Cyborg. It was weird.
I was thinking of the...
Booyah! I'm being eaten!
I'm being eaten, y'all.
Oh, man.
Help, help! I'm being oppressed! Still my favorite quote of any two fools
best.
Rushing
in. Oh, my God, that was the best.
No, I was thinking of the kingdom coming to save Alexandria.
Oh, okay. The lion charging in and
everything? Yeah, that was
kind of cheesy, but it had to happen. Somebody had to save him.
I was not a fan of that episode at all.
I was okay with Hilltop being there.
Yeah.
But the kingdom, why? I mean, Maggie running in and Negan's reaction to the widow, she's alive! I fucking loved it. But
I just
the kingdom was a stretch. Because as they illustrated this season, those places aren't close.
No, they're not nearly as close as what you were led to believe.
Well, I think we were only led to believe that because they had the joys of mechanized conveyance.
That's true.
True. Something they've lost, yeah.
And they've leaned hard into that.
Which is about time, because it's been a long-standing question in the Walking Dead universe.
How long is that shit going to last?
Yeah.
Well, that and the question of, who's mowing all the fucking lawns? And with what?
I don't know that that's a long-standing question. That's your long-standing question, but I don't think that's a long-standing question.
I think it was season 3 after the attack on the prison,
mm-hmm.
where Carl and Rick end up in that house, and he's going from house to house, and he ends up eating a pudding and stuff. All those houses have nicely manicured lawns, and it's supposed to be, what, 3 years? Two or three years since the shit started?
Yeah, but I mean, in the recent episodes, I've heard them throwing numbers around close to the board. The number is closer to 10 total.
Yeah.
Since the fall of civilization?
Well, you think you can pretty much measure it by Judith's life and gestation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So her age plus 9 months, that's how long we've been in this?
Alright. She is
the stick in which we measure this.
We're no longer carbon dating, we're Judith dating?
Judith dating, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think which at that point, as I say it out loud, sounds way creepier than I meant.
So we had BC.
I don't think she's legal, man.
AD. And now we have AJ.
Mm. We also have that period that's AD, but is also BJ.
No, BJ would have put us totally out of this measuring system.
That's true. That's true. Lori would have swallowed.
No. We have AS after Shane. Because after he planted the crops.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then by that measure, then we also have BS.
Before Shane?
Bravo. Bravo.
I'm always here to bring the bull.
You're always here to troll.
Woo-hoo.
We do what we're good at.
Yeah. Or try. Indeed. That's the plan.
I'm going to try and troll. It'll work out or it won't. So,
you're good?
I think so.
I will say real quick, I think I've showed you...
Oh, fuck. I never got to go in any kind of depth about watching The Crow with the Kids.
No, you didn't.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I probably obliterated it.
I mentioned it, and then...
I will not interrupt.
And then I let Pop derail me again.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I'm here for.
But, no, so Sunday, watch The Crow with the Kids, because I've been... I would talk to the girls about my character's origin in our campaign, and would give her this bizarre mashup between Batman and the Crow's origin story.
Okay. That's a way to go.
My parents were killed along with myself, and Viking Raven brought me back to life.
And I was back to avenge everyone's death. Yeah, and so but the parts that I wanted her to see to try and get some idea of understanding is when he's looking through the crow's eyes.
Mm. Gotcha.
That's a wavy take that the world gets, and so it was like Sunday, and I was just like, "Hey, pick out some movies, because we're gonna watch a movie." And okay. So she put together a small collection of movies that we had not all watched together.
Okay.
That included The Crow, Fight Club, and I don't even remember what the third one was, but it didn't matter because it was ultimately between The Crow and Fight Club.
Okay.
Oh, kind of an easy choice.
It was The Crow, Fight Club, and then I've recently picked up because I want to see it. Mm-hmm. Bad Times at the El Royale.
I've heard really good things about
that. Yeah, I've wanted to watch it, and I just have never had the chance.
Well, I've picked it up, so you'll get an opportunity.
Cool.
You had teased. I'm interrupting again. Teased the intention of picking up Spider-Verse as well.
Yeah, picking that up this weekend.
I fully recommend.
As much as you talk about it, I think
God, it's fucking amazing.
I think that what we need to do. And what we haven't done since the centennial episode.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this, Mr. Crider.
I know where you're going with this.
Yes.
Because I'm down.
I think it's a thing that nobody wants.
Needs, everybody needs.
Nobody wants, needs, or desires it. But I think we need to do a commentary track.
I'm down.
Okay. My hope is that you'll stay awake. And it won't be a repeat of fucking Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Also, Bill and Ted 3, 2020. Summer of 2020, they just announced.
Yeah. So, did you have more to say about
the We watched it, and then we talked about it a bit, and there were points where I had to add a little bit of clarification to give them some understanding.
Okay.
Like,
there's some missing mythology in there that clarifies some stuff.
It's just like, okay, so that dude and that girl are brother and sister, so that might help you understand their relationship a little better. And both
or girl, not,
and both the girls are like, ew.
Yeah.
The correct response. Good parenting.
And then it was just like, and then Nicole and I were talking about how. Brandon Lee had been killed making the movie,
mm-hmm.
and so they had questions about that, and then, but we finished it, and I was just like, now I just need to find the second one, which nobody but me liked.
I don't know that I ever seen it.
I didn't hate it. I thought that it was an interesting direction to go, because the first one was all about, like, boyfriend-girlfriend love. Mm-hmm. And that being the thing that brought him back, and I thought there was something endearing and sweet in the second one when it was a man came back to avenge the death of his son and himself.
Yes.
Added back legs, think it helps a lot.
Yes.
And then...
To the chair?
Yes. And then I let them know I've got some Crow books back in, you know, the Bookman Library. And they are welcome to read those. And they're like, but how do you do that? It's just this one guy. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a bunch of different people. And so I gave them like a brief breakdown of sort of the overarching, like, no, people can die for a variety of reasons. And if they've got a reason, they come back and they avenge themselves. And it's a wild kind of a universe.
The Crow chooses multiple people.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the last one that were the last.
I think what helps to explain that movie, and again, interrupting. I am sorry. I'm incapable of reining myself in. Explaining to a layman or someone who's never seen it is his name isn't the Crow. The character is not the Crow.
Mm-hmm.
The Crow is the Crow.
Mm-hmm. And the crow's really a raven, but that's really neither here nor
there. Exactly.
Right.
And I point that one out early. I'm like, okay, so not actually a crow. Crows have yellow beaks. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, crows don't photograph well because they're smaller, so they used ravens because they had a much bigger wingspan and bigger heads, and just they overall look better on film. And she's like, oh, okay, well, that's a weird thing to know. But, like, we got done. And
Kaya?
Yeah.
She has such a way of talking.
But we got done. We got done, and we were talking about it, and Kaya was like, that is one of my favorite movies.
Cool.
Well, success.
Good job.
I'm like, fantastic, because it's one of mine as well.
Good job.
It's one of yours that you can show her.
Yeah. I was like, and now we'll just have to find a time where you and I can watch Fight Club.
Yes.
Yeah, I would limit that to some of the children yet.
I agree.
Theo could enjoy it, I think.
I think Theo could be numb to it enough that it wouldn't be shocking.
You would think, but he can watch one episode of Ninja Turtles and then it's all kung fu for the rest of the week. Because he is at that age.
That still happens to me.
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was watching.
Okay.
That was watching The Crow.
So good times.
I thought so. Trying to make a habit of watching a movie with them at least once a week.
I did this when the girls were little, when back when they were at the age, if they were homesick, I had to stay home with them.
Mm-hmm.
I did it with each of the girls. They were home by themselves with me one day, and I made, I think, Darby watch The Princess Bride with me. Total resistance until about 20 minutes into it, and she was hooked. Acceptable.
That's about where I was when I made the girls watch it.
And Elizabeth stayed home with me one day and we watched The Iron Giant.
Okay.
Similar experience. It's on a tape. You know.
Oh, okay.
And
no.
She was absolutely floored. Loved it.
I'm going to interrupt you now.
Okay, absolutely.
The resistance I got was, it was a day that both the girls had to stay homesick and I made them watch The Goonies.
Oh, God. I've drugged them in to watch that on
but they're,
TV.
But they're like, what is this? Why are we watching? This is old, Daddy. Why are we watching this? Haven't we seen that guy as a grown-up in movies?
Is that Cable?
I mean, no, it wasn't that recent. But, I mean, it was very much of that caliber. And I had to put up with that. And then by the end of it, they're like, oh, that's really good.
Again, proper response.
It's like, yeah, because children's movies that were made when I was a child were not always complete trash.
They weren't pandering. They were actual stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goonies was a great one to watch the girls while they watched. It wasn't something that, I mean, out of the corner of my eye, I see the screen, but most of the time it was just me, like,
waiting to see how they
waiting
react.
Waiting for the reaction for the truffle shuffle and everything.
All the booty traps.
Yeah, the booty traps.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, was, I mean, if I could watch it for the first time again, I would totally do that.
Oh, yeah.
But watching them watch it for the first time was the next best thing. So, yeah, one of the rare joys of being a geek dad, which they dubbed me. Because they talk about their one friend whose dad is a bro. And I find that disgusting. And I'm like, oh, what am I? She goes, oh, you're a geek dad. I'm like,
is that
bad? And I go, no, that's good. Okay. Probably because they're geeks too. But
that's probably better than being the bro
dad. Yeah, the joy of being a geek dad is basically infecting them with things I love. Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm like, where'd my DVDs go? Bean's down in the basement watching them on her Xbox. The entire series. Just binging it, you know, over like a week and a half. She just watched it. She goes, I've seen them all, but I had forgotten some of these. They're really cool. I'm like, yes, yes they are.
Okay. Yeah, I just have one last thing I wanted to get in.
You want to talk more about...
Good luck, because I will interrupt you.
You want to talk about M. Night Shyamalan's masterpiece?
No, no.
The Last Airbender?
No, I want to talk about what I hope is...
If your computers and my iPad weren't sitting on this table, I would flip it over, sir.
I want to talk about what I hope is going to be a masterpiece. I showed you the band 12 Foot Ninja.
Yes.
And how
a while ago.
Yeah, and how they reminded me of PBR Street Gang.
Yes.
Warriors
Band.
Okay.
They have announced that they will have a new album this year.
Uh-huh.
And that they are going to take their usual antics of mashing genres together to entirely new levels. But promising that it is going to continue to be
true,
legit music and not a farce.
Okay.
I'm very excited to see what they do.
I can understand that.
I think Ray could get on board with 12 Foot Ninja.
Maybe.
But
do they have turtle shells?
No.
Not that kind of ninja.
No.
So
I don't know, man. Kind of where I draw a line with ninjas.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that was it. That was all I wanted to say.
All right.
For any of our viewers who still care about what I recommend musically.
You haven't shared in a while an Indian death metal band or anything.
We might need to, maybe we need to have a throwback show sometime in the near future where we do something, where we bring out some of our old segments.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the sake of nostalgia.
Yeah. Could be fun.
Could be insane.
Could be.
That's the hope. All right. I think we've rambled enough.
I think we're good.
All right. Fantastic. So, come on the internet. Find us.
www.foolish.media.
Tweet, Twitter, and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
just like, remember to hydrate.
It's like, where in the World Wide Web is Foolish Media?
Yeah.
And it turns out we're at foolish.media.
That's right.
So you can find us there. We've got videos that are going to be coming up shortly. Chad glows like an angel.
That's actually on the site now.
Is it?
It is.
Okay. So that's currently on the site, and Chad glows like a fucking angel. It's adorable. And he's also got the Sybil Shepherd filter on the camera for the entire duration of the shoot.
Yeah.
And if you know what that means, I love you so much more. So we'll be back this weekend with Two Fools Rushing the Dungeon, Dungeons and Dragons and Danger at the Discotheque.
The discotheque? Right?
Yes. That was his suggestion.
Yes, it was.
Okay. What is the episode?
It's the one that starts with random disco.
Yeah, I don't know which one that is. They blur together.
It was the second one from the last time we recorded.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The one where the girls were dancing and kind of got into it, and it was weird.
Is that the one that ends with "Help, help, I'm impressed"?
No,
middle of the first one.
It picked up not long after. Like, it was not long after "Help, help, I'm being oppressed."
Wait, is this the one that begins with the resolution of Arrow 6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I know you guys have been waiting to find out what that does. This is your chance to find out.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then, so we'll be back next week, but in the meantime, there'll probably be more shit going up on our website, because that's kind of fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's becoming a repository for all of our creative nonsense, and I mean nonsense in the best possible way.
Yep.
It's where Chad gets to bend the internet to his will, I get to put the written word down, and put that out there and get out of my fucking comfort bubble. We're throwing up Ray's art because we ate it, and it turns out you shouldn't eat art. You should put it where people can see, and that's why we're throwing it up.
Yeah, it doesn't digest well.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't digest at all as it happens. It just comes right back up. Tastes like pineapple, which is weird.
Wow. High sugar content in my diet. So, yeah.
Okay.
Most things taste like pineapple.
All right. And so, yeah, that's kind of where all those things are. And I haven't said this in a long, long time. I focused on what a terrorist organization the NRA is, but I realized this as I was just randomly driving home from work like a week ago, that it has been a long time since I have implored upon people one simple caveat brought to us by the bards.
Be excellent to each other?
That's the one. We'll be back next week, folks.